to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, Mr. Ray Eye.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line. I'm moving to the boat seat stand.
Welcome to Ray Eye Radio, November 17th, 2018. This is your handsome but yet very humble host, Ray Eye.
Happy deer season, everyone. It's that time of the year to take out the brush carp. It's Missouri firearm gun season. Deer season all over the country. Be careful out there. Enjoy time with your friends and family and share that deer camp. Good food and fellowship is what this deer season's all about.
Second weekend in Missouri deer season. This is our deer season show continuation. And we welcome all of you to the campfire. Missouri Ozarks was absolutely beautiful. Enjoyed my time in deer camp with my brother and friends. Best part of Missouri deer season Ozark is our camp. Food, fellowship, great times had by all. Not seeing the deer movement as usual. A little tough down there this year. Of course, we had a couple factors involved. Some of the locals' pets, big dogs, even with tags and everything, are running around running deer, and they've come by my blind several times. Beautiful dogs. I just wish people would keep their animals put up during the firearms gun deer season. We had some issues in fall turkey season with the dogs. A lot of dogs running free, and they seem to be all running deer. Not a good thing. On this week's show, we're going to go out and grab Linda Powell, the lovely Linda, with Mossberg and talk about the Patriot centerfire rifles. We're going to ask her about the Mossberg shotgun slug guns. You know, Illinois, Iowa, a lot of states have shotgun seasons. They don't use centerfire rifles. But this Patriot rifle, I have one. I hunt with it. I love it. We're going to talk about the Patriots. Any of these guns could be purchased in Mountain View, Missouri at Anderson Services, the Missouri gunsmith, Murray Anderson. If he doesn't have one in stock, he can get one for you. Also, we're going to talk about the deer numbers for the first weekend of Missouri 2018 season. And I'm going to go back and visit about the fall turkey season. We didn't have an opportunity to talk about fall turkey hunting and the results from the fall turkey season, which was a really, really poor, really poor turkey season, fall turkey season. CWD testing sites, I'll visit that. And, of course, you know, we'll talk about counties, top counties. For the first time in many years, the top counties for deer harvest the first weekend has moved from the Ozarks to other counties. Okay, let's talk about the deer harvest, deer taken, Missouri firearms deer season 2018. The MDC reports 99,567 deer taken during firearms opening weekend. That's a ton of whitetail deer. The top harvest counties this year, 2018, looks like it's moved away from the Ozarks. Ozarks was tough this year. Top harvest counties were Franklin with 2,057 deer check, Callaway with 1,971, and Benton with 1,875. For the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, Howe County and Texas County were always in the lead in the southern Missouri. Not so this year. Let's see. They harvested 99,567 deer. 55,887 were antlered bucks, 9,573 were button bucks, and 34,107 were does. Last year, hunters checked 94,886 deer during the opening weekend of the 2017 portion deer season. The November portion of fall firearms deer season in Missouri continues through November 20th. Archery deer season opens again November 21st through January 15th, 2019. The late youth portion runs November 23rd through the 25th. Antlerless portion runs November 30th through December 2nd. And the alternative method that we talk a lot about on this show, which is muzzleloader, black powder, is December 22 through January 1. For more information on deer hunting in Missouri, see MDC's 2018 Fall and Deer Turkey Hunting Regulations Information Booklet, available where permits are sold. And there's your deer numbers. That's a lot of deer. And while we're talking about deer season, I've got the MDC thanks hunters for help with the CWD sampling. There was a request sent out by the Missouri Department of Conservation earlier in deer season, and right before deer season, for to bring your deer in to be sampled for the CWD. I've got a press report here. The Missouri Department of Conservation, MDC, thanks thousands of deer hunters who participated in the mandatory CWD sampling efforts last weekend in 31 counties. Thanks to hunter participation, MDC collected more than 20,000 tissue samples. That's good. That shows that hunters are concerned, and there is concern about the CWD. That's good news. According to the MDC, mandatory sampling dramatically increases the number of tissue samples. And, of course, the reason they did it is that MDC adds that opening weekend of firearms deer season is the most popular 2 days for most deer hunters. Hunters take about a third of the state's total annual deer harvest during those 2 days. So that's good. MDC also collected nearly 800 samples for CWD testing over the past several months through its ongoing statewide voluntary CWD sampling efforts and from roadkill and sick deer. Hopefully we'll find out what this is all about. Get to the bottom of the CWD. Hunters who harvest deer anywhere in Missouri throughout the entire deer hunting season, September 15th through January 15th, 2019, can have their harvest deer sample for free CWD testing at selected MDC offices around the state. I just go to the MDC website. Just Google them and check it out there. There's that information on CWD. That's good. It was good that the hunters participated in the testing. Very good. Even though it's deer season, brush carp season, Wiley whitetail time, last couple shows after firearms fall turkey season closed, we never got an opportunity to talk about the numbers of fall turkeys and the fall turkey season. Actually, it was a while before those numbers came out. I'm pretty concerned about our turkeys here in the state of Missouri. I've never seen a fall season as bad as this season was for us. Now, I didn't hunt the entire season every day, but when you don't hear or see any turkeys in their normal haunts, and it just was a really, really tough. It was the toughest fall season in all my years, and I've been hunting fall turkeys since 1975, and the hunter numbers are way down. And check in. I wondered when the numbers would come out. 2,169 turkeys in Missouri fall firearm season were checked in. Plus, permits were way down. There was only 10,262 fall firearms turkey permits purchased. In 1987, nearly 53,000 permits were purchased. I remember those glory days of fall turkey hunting. Tremendous. I had big fall turkey camps with the outdoor media. We shot television. I actually traveled around the country from Wisconsin and out east, and everywhere presenting fall turkey hunting seminars. Those days have really changed. The other thing that I noticed, and I've been telling everybody that I'm around that I hunt with, is the lack of seeing turkeys. From September, October, and here in November, of all the places I drive between here and Texas, Howell County, down in southern Missouri, and on roads in Jefferson County that always hold turkeys, I have yet to see a wild turkey in a field or on the road in 3 months. And that's pretty concerning for me. And areas that we have always had great success in fall turkey hunting, the fall roost, nothing there. No turkeys. We're not seeing any scratching. We're not seeing any poop. We're not seeing any turkey. And then here in the gun season, you know, when you take stand and you're blind or, like my brother, in a tree stand, heard any turkeys at daylight, saw any turkeys, or saw any signs. So that's pretty concerning. We'll investigate this more and get back with you on that, but that's really bad. Let's see what the top counties were. Greene County with 57, Henry with 48, Laclede with 47. That's really sad. Last year's firearm fall turkey season was 2,899. It's been steadily declining, and participation has been steadily declining. I mean, from 53,000 permits sold to 10,262, that's not good. And I still, after all the years of fall turkey hunting and presenting seminars and writing books and making DVDs on it, many turkey hunters still do not understand fall turkey hunting. But I hate to see it. This is really a sad fall for me, for fall turkey hunting, and I wanted to pass that on. And we'll keep you updated. Let's see. Jason Isabel attributes the bulk of the declining interest and the popularity of archery season. Each year we continue to see more and more hunters participating in archery deer and turkey season rather than carry a shotgun in the woods in October. I think a lot of hunters are now carrying a bow. They're missing a great time. Fall turkey hunting's the most fun turkey hunting there is. I like it better than spring season. But
okay, with that, we do need to take a break. Hey, we'll see you all on the other side.